In Los Angeles, the entertainment community is reeling after the murder of a well-known publicist. Roni Chasen was shot to death last night in her car. As NPR's Karen Grigsby Bates reports, the circumstances of the murder remain a mystery.
Roni Chasen could have been part of a classic Raymond Chandler novel. Glamorous blonde mingles with Hollywood elite.
Beautiful.
At red carpet premiere for Burlesque, starring Cher and Christina Aguilera. She schmoozes with more industry types at the after party. Then she slips into her late model Mercedes-Benz and heads for home. But she never arrives there. In this real-life case, we know why. The 64-year-old movie and music publicist was found barely alive shortly after midnight in a posh Beverly Hills neighborhood just south of Sunset Boulevard. Chasen was slumped behind the wheel of her car, her chest pierced by several bullets from an unknown assailant. TV footage showed her being taken by ambulance to a nearby hospital where she was pronounced dead.
We don't have crimes like this in the city of Beverly Hills, so it is a surprise to us.
That's Lieutenant Tony Lee of the Beverly Hills Police Department facing reporters early Tuesday morning. Lee admitted there wasn't a lot to go on.
We've got numerous investigators at the scene that are trying to piece this thing together. We don't have a motive at this time. We don't have any suspect information.
And apparently, frustratingly little evidence. The passenger side of Chasen's window was shattered, but police can't say whether anything was taken from the car. They've collected Chasen's computers from both her home and office and will survey security camera footage from homes on the street where the shooting occurred. There has been other speculation that Chasen may have been followed as she left the premiere's afterparty at the W Hotel, or that perhaps the shooting was the result of road rage. Producer Richard Zanuck was a client and friend for decades, and he says the road rage theory is ridiculous. The Roni Chasen he knew was unfailingly courteous.
Totally non-confrontational. She was always well-mannered and pleasant and not one that would fly off the handle. So it couldn't be that she angered anybody. It just wasn't in her DNA.
Chasen was described as universally well-liked. Film was her passion. As one friend said, her work was her playground. She loved what she did. She was known for successful Oscar campaigns for films that range from Driving Miss Daisy...
What are you doing?
I'm trying to drive you to the stove.
...to more recent Oscar winners such as The Hurt Locker and Slumdog Millionaire.
Welcome to Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
One friend, New York publicist Kathy Berlin, told member station KPCC how she's been dealing with the shock of Chasen's grim death.
Let's believe that she didn't know, that she saw white light, and her mother's hand came out, and all of her clients that have gone before her are all waiting.
Chasen's family will gather in Los Angeles on Sunday to mourn her as the police continue to try to solve the mystery of her murder. Several friends and colleagues are contributing to a reward fund to facilitate the investigation. Karen Grigsby Bates, NPR News.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.